Okay, welcome back. Wow, this is loud. You hear me loud and clear. So now we're going to actually start the project work already. It's important that you get going because this is a big part of the course. It counts 50% of the grade, as you might recall. So you're supposed to work on the project work 50% of your time in this course. That means every week there's not a lecture. I expect you to still work on this course by working on the project. So today, the teaching assistant is here. Maybe you want to introduce yourself, Konstantin. You know some of these students or not?
Yes, I think I know some.
Know some of them?
Yes.
Hello, everyone. So it's glad to see the students that I have known from the previous courses, and I'm glad to see new students. I'm a former master's student here at NTNU. I finished my master's degree in Management of Information Security. At this course, I will be helping you with your project work, both by email conversations, and also we'll have some tutoring hours that are not obligatory to attend. But once you have any questions or need any advice, you're welcome to join me at that hours. Hope we will have a good cooperation in this course.
Thanks. So now you've seen Konstantin and you know how to get hold of him, or reveal, announce on Fronter a room that you will be sitting in, and you can drop by with any of your questions. So I hope this helps you, since I'm not really a lot available here on campus, just here for the lectures. But of course, you can write me emails. I can't promise to answer the same day because I'm really busy sometimes, but I try to respond to everyone. But most likely not at the same day. Might go 1 or 2 days before I respond to emails. So I hope you can live with that. And sometimes I might just refer you to Konstantin if you need more follow-up. But of course, if he can't answer all your questions, just come to me. So I published updated project guides on the front room. Have you seen it? I did this yesterday, so might be a bit. Maybe you don't check it every Sunday. No. It's under a folder named Tasks. In this folder, I will also make a submission folder for you to submit your draft for the project. So please have a look on front room and see under Tasks, and there's a project guide. Two different documents, one for the bachelor students and one for the master students. And there's also some example assignments that are placed there. So I got a lot of requests from students previously that they wanted to look at some examples of what other students have produced in this project. So I asked the permission for two groups to give their assignments as examples. I can't really remember the grades I gave to those groups right now, but I think one of them got a really good grade, and the other one got, I think there was like one A and one B, but I can't really recall at the moment. Sorry. But those are good examples of how an assignment might look like. But if it's of course important that you don't just copy and paste this thing and deliver something really close to the examples. So important part of this is also to go through the process, as is described in the last lecture, of how you start planning and preparing for making a contingency plan. So the business impact analysis is something you should start with. How many of you are bachelor students? Everyone? Who is master student? There's no one in this room that's master student. Okay. maybe their master students are online. So we'll focus on the bachelor projects now. But for the master students, the assignment is different. They will choose their own topic for an essay and send me an email with their chosen topic. And then I will answer that email, and then you can go ahead and write your essay. So what are the important dates? I have put two deadlines for you. One is approaching soon, 17th of February. You should have a project draft due by that date. That means you need to start working now. So this is to kickstart you and get you going. It means that you also have a chance of getting feedback on your draft, which is really important. So the more complete your draft is, the more feedback you will get, naturally. If you just deliver something that's really rough sketch of what you have been planning to write, then the feedback you get will not be that valuable to you as if you deliver something that is more close to your final project, if you get my point. So you choose yourself how much value you will get from the feedback, in a way, by the quality of the things you're delivering as your draft. Get it? So if you deliver something that's not really that I can see you haven't put a lot of effort into, I will not put as much effort into giving you feedback as if you deliver something that you really did work a lot on. And then I will feel like this group has done a good job and they deserve to get more feedback or better feedback. Okay? And Konstantin will help me also with the feedback of the draft, because it's a lot of work for us to read through all of this. So it takes a while. You won't get your feedback on your draft the next week. It might take a couple of weeks. So that's why I also allow some time for us, especially since I'm actually going on winter holiday that week. So at least 2 weeks, I think I'll need maybe more. But then it's the final report is due 7th of April. So you have quite a lot of time before or between getting feedback on the draft until you should deliver the full report. And you will also give each other feedback, is my plan. So you will have to evaluate your own report, but you will also evaluate the report of one other group. So there is a self-evaluation that actually counts towards your grade. And then I will publish a list where I pair the groups together, or the students together for the master students. And you should contact each other and switch drafts and give each other feedback on the drafts. Does that sound okay? So I will sort of randomly assign groups together to work together. And then you can also practice evaluating someone else's work by giving them a grade. But this grade will not actually count towards their grade. It will just be opportunity for you to practice giving someone a grade. And that can be helpful when you're giving yourself a grade. Is everything clear about the grading? You have some questions about the grading? No? So when you do the project evaluation, your self-assessment and also evaluating the other group's work, you look at these different aspects. Look at the content of the, like, scientific content. Logical consistency, it means the way you write sentences and build up arguments. That's really important, that you say, when you say something, you actually have some reasoning behind why you claim this, and that it makes sense, that it's logical. Methodology is also important. The how you use sources and how you refer to them in the text. And also the following, of course, the description in the project guide. And then it's your writing skills and your presentation skills. It's not going to be an oral presentation of your, it's a report that will be graded. But of course, the way the report looks and how easy it is to read and make sense of. For instance, the way you use figures and tables, that they are easy to understand when you read it. And then we'll use this scale of grading, which is the standard scale, and you will end up with a grade. You've seen this before, I guess, in other subjects? Yeah. Okay, of course, I want you all to get A's and succeed. So it's possible to make a really good project work if you just put in the work and effort. But this is not a report that you can finish in a week. You need to set aside time to work on it. So better start now. So what's better time to start than now? So we're starting. It's I want you to be a bit creative in the start to make it a bit more fun. So I want you to do something for me. It's an innovation game that's called Design the Box. The purpose is to actually create something. It can be a physical box, but it doesn't need to be a box. I haven't got like room in my luggage to bring 10 boxes here today. So what I've done is I've found some papers or some big sheets of paper. So I have this size. They're a little bit not flat, sorry. I have A3 size, so you can choose yourself. And you should draw a box on this. Of course, if you want to be really creative, you can make a box too. But I don't want you to focus too much on the actual handcrafting of this. It's the creative thinking that's important. I have some pens in markers in different colors. It's important that the box by the way, I should skip to the next slide. This is how you think of your box. You're going to sell it. So it should be, maybe you should find a slogan or something that makes it attractive, that if you put this box on a shelf in the store, in the supermarket, someone would like to buy it and take it down from the shelf. It's kind of attractive. And I also supplied you with some post-it notes in case you want to use post-it notes as part of your creative process in figuring out what to make of this box. Is it still a little bit unclear to you, maybe? So what you start with is to fill the box. Like, not literally, but in your mind. Fill this box with something. And what should the box be? It should be the company or the business that you're planning to make a contingency plan for in your project work. So you should, for instance, come up with a company name. What's this company doing? What is this called? Who are the customers or the stakeholders that you need to think about when you create the plans? What is their business idea? That's really important. How do they make money? Because if you're going to identify what are the most critical business functions, you need to have an idea of what they do for a living. So this is what you're going to figure out now. And then you create the box, which I said, use this papers and markers and try to draw something and make a poster. Try to sort of advertise a little bit about your company. And then we end by 5-minute presentation per group where you sell your idea. So you should sell the business and make it sound fun and attractive and inspiring. Okay? Does everyone have a group? Someone's without group? You're without a group? Entire group is absent. Okay. Maybe you should join another group then and help them out. Who is only 2 persons in a group? Yeah, so you can join the 2 behind you if you want to speak Norwegian, or you can join those if you want to speak English. What do you prefer? The Norwegian group or? Yeah. Okay, so. You want to practice English? Okay, so join those 2 guys. Good. So now everyone has a group and you know what to do. Start thinking about what's your business, what are their critical functions and so on, and how to sell it in 5 minutes so that everyone understands what you're doing and what is most important for you. Okay? And then we reconvene again at, so let's see, how many groups are there? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. I think we'll have time if we start 1:15 with the presentations, 5 minutes each. Okay? And me and Konstantin will be in this room, and you can just ask us anything. We'll be around to help you. So good luck and have fun. You can choose to go outside and then come back again, or you can sit in here. It's not the best room for group work. I'm sorry. Maybe you find someone else that's better for collaboration.
Karen for the presentation. I'm going to do a timer for 5 minutes. You don't have, you won't get more than 5 minutes.
Okay. We are Swag and Hackerman, and we produce and sell and help build home improvement projects. And our slogan is Fra tanke til planke, from thought to plank. Our business idea is that we have a software where you can design something you want in your home, so like a pram, what, or a terrasse. And we will help you measure what materials you will need, from nails, screws, hammers and saws. Then we will put order what you need from storage things around the world. Then we will list your project so, and hire
carpenters.
Hire carpenters, something like Mitt Anbud or Finn Oppdrag, that will help you build what you want to build in your home. So our company is focused around, you have an idea, we help you find out what you need. We help you find who to help you, and we will help you all the way until you have your project done. Okay, our buyers are mostly private persons that have projects at home or other places like a cabin. Our standout feature is that we deliver the whole thing from start to finish. We're there and helping. We make our money through the sales of materials and tools. And also we help with consulting and help with getting you into contact with carpenters. Our critical functions are our webpage and our design tools. These are absolutely critical. Without them, we can't take your orders, and then we don't make money. We also have our services, that if you need help during your building, this is, we find this less critical, since they are not instant, or we can still make somewhat money without them, compared to our webpage, which we completely need. That's it.
So I
can come around. Any questions?
Do you have a storage, like a facility for storing the supplies?
We have, we order the materials from other suppliers. We have a smaller temporary storage unit. We don't store hundreds and thousands of planks and nails. We order them, we get all you need, and then we get them to you. So it's only,
but you have an intermediate storage.
Yeah, a temporary.
Well, one big problem is that our web page go down. If we don't have the web page, people can't make orders. Another problem can be that our design tool have a problem that will either result in you not being able to purchase what you need or getting wrong purchases. Other,
Twenty.
Okay. You have an office building for them?
We have a floor in a huge complex.
Yeah. So
you
write
your yeah. Yeah. Okay. Other
questions?
Yeah, and a few people that also work on in our temporary storage unit. We take a cut.
Yeah, so you buy the normal suppliers and then you don't produce them yourself, you buy the normal suppliers and sell them at the beginning.
Yeah.
So let's say a family decides to buy to build like a small ship group or something, they have ships in. And they contact you and you say, okay, we ship you a bunch of nails and forks and hammers and saws and so on. And if you make a lot of money on that, that's fine. But then they
you well, if they don't gonna buy it, we're not gonna make money on it. That's the tools are something we sell to people that need it. We're not gonna while you make your order, you can say, okay, I have a hammer, I have a saw. It's hard to make people buy something they don't need. That is, we sell tools to those who need tools. We sell materials to those who need materials. We're the full package.
Okay, but your time is up, so thank you. Anyone volunteering to go next? You're next. Thanks.
Hello.
You can do it in Norwegian too if you don't feel comfortable speaking English.
Okay, I'm gonna speak on Norwegian. Vi skal selge en V-boks, eller vi har en firma som selger V. Vi selger det gjennom, ja, vi har jo egne butikker. Vårt firma heter iWood, så det litt sånn mix mellom iPhone og et annet produkter. Så ja, det heter iWood, og så har vi som slagord Stay Warm. Ja. Hele systemet vårt består av jo de butikkene som vi selger fra, bensinstasjoner vi som selger våre produkter, pluss minus webserver eller webapplikasjon som vi har, som vi selger gjennom. Ja. Gjennom webapplikasjonen så kan kundene abonnere og kjøpe ved gjennom nettsida, så vi kan vi kan levere det til dem. Ja, for den webapplikasjonen så har vi tenkt at vi har 2-3 personer som IT-ansvarlig. Fordi slik firma tenker, det ikke så ille om systemet har vært ned, eller webserveren har vært ned for 2 dager. Du kan se på fra butikken om nettsida ikke er nede, liksom. Ja, vi er jo avhengig av at vi har jo trær for å kjære og selge, og så at vi har jo kunder for å selge til og for å tjene penger. Og ja. Er det noe annet å si?
Nei, det jo datautstyr for å holde styr på ordre og sånt da. Nei. Det ikke akkurat noen massiv IT-infrastruktur som må til for å opprettholde driften her da, for det veldig mye fysisk i stedet.
men vi planlägger att ha sån sporing på levering och sånt istället för att stötta oss på Postnord eller posten för exempel.
That's it. Any question?
Bestemt helt størrelsen på selskapet, men det kan jo være alt fra 50 til 300 personer, tenker jeg, som mellomstor bedrift. Det kommer vel litt an på, for vi, da må vi begynne å tenke litt på om vi selv skal eie de hogstfeltene, eller om vi skal kjøpe det fra de som eier områdene. Så det kommer litt an på det. Fysiske ut, sånn steder vi selger selv, vi har ikke funnet ut sånn helt størrelsen på det helt ennå, så det kommer etter hvert i hvert fall.
So there's one thing that's important if you have a business that's reliant on your suppliers or third parties, make this into your contingency plan in case you are very reliant on some third parties to be a visible part of your business. So then you can also plan for that in case something happens to them.
Ja, vi tenker jo i hvert fall å ha et hovedkvarter da, hvor vi har serveren og alle kontoransatte og sånt. Vi trenger jo ikke fysisk å ha databasen liksom bes trærne.
Okay. Our company name is Brainfood. We are a company that makes smart home appliances. The idea that we come up with right now is a smart fridge that keeps track of... well, it's the hardware of the smart fridge, and then there's the accompanying software that comes with it. Our business idea is to make a fridge that has sensors and a special system that keeps track of what's in it. It keeps track of the expiration date of things like, for example, eggs and milk and so on, how much you have. And it'll cooperate with an app on your smartphone that'll allow you to tell it what you want to replenish, what you want to buy. And then we'll cooperate with various grocery stores to have them send out couriers, like couriering cars maybe, that transport the food to your home. So you get them delivered maybe in like a cardboard box on your door or something. And then just move it into your fridge and register that you received your delivery. The way this makes money is by obviously selling the fridge physically. But also through our contracts with various grocery stores and wholesalers. Because this is part of the reason why the app that was recently released here in Norway is so successful. And the reason why they make money off that is that grocery stores have a huge problem with food wastage. There's a lot of food that expires in grocery stores. So having more accurate information that they can analyze through big data to decide exactly how much they need to order, to not order too much and end up throwing away like 20% of their profits, is a huge, huge gain for them. And so being able to not only have this data that's obviously sent to these grocery stores so they can analyze this data. But they also don't have to store the food in their shop and wait for other people to come and get it. So they can reduce food wastage by a lot. And part of the selling points will also be that this is very environmentally friendly that you won't be throwing away such a huge amount of food. The various stakeholders are, of course, it'll have to sell shares to get the capital needed to start up the company, so we'll have shareholders that we'll have to please. There will also be like the company itself and the grocery stores that we have contracts with, and also the actual physical manufacturing that will probably happen in China or something that will have be invested in the future of our company. What were the other things we were supposed to take up here? Do you have any ideas?
What's the most important things to keep your business running?
Yeah, core business practices or whatever. Yeah, there are two core parts of the whole business, obviously. First is the physical sale of fridges. We'll have to be able to receive these fridges successfully from our manufacturing in China or India. And someplace. And we'll have to be able to maintain the software. Like, obviously, if the software breaks down, then that'll be a huge problem for all of our customers. Any downtime in the system will be a large inconvenience for people, especially for a product whose main selling point is the convenience factor. So keeping this not only the graphical user face up to date and user friendly and functional, but also keeping the databases consistent.
So you should avoid getting a fridge as part of networking spotnet.
Well, yeah, that'll be part of the information security.
Yeah, awesome. So how big is your company? Can you talk about that?
Well, it has to be kind of a major company. It's a large company, much larger than the other people presented so far.
Yeah, because it has manufacturing.
Well, we don't manufacture them ourselves. We order them from manufacturing plants, probably. But there'll have to be a huge marketing department. We'll need a software department to keep track of this software and maintain it. We'll need people working in the stores because we're also running the physical stores. So we have storefronts that sell these. We'll need cashiers. Well, Rema 1000 is probably going to be a lot larger because that's a huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, something similar to that. It'll have to be. Like
in. From the audience. We have 15 seconds left. No. Okay. Good luck, sounds like an awesome idea and good potential for creating the project plan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Is this good? Okay. So, do you like video games that are quick and easy to play, and that you can play anywhere and anytime? Our developers here at Easy Games are inspired and motivated to making the best games ever made. And the best part? It's free. If you also like limited edition items, we have just the product for you. Our limited edition box comes with a collectible figure and exclusive skins that can't be acquired anywhere else. And if you are one of the first 100 to buy the box, you will also receive an extra skin for free. So if you want to upgrade your gaming experience, rush down to the nearest game store and buy one before supply runs out. So our company name is Easy Games. And our customers are gamers. Our main stakeholder is Dog Inc. And the business idea is that we develop and publish freemium online games. And we make money by selling in-game microtransactions and also selling limited edition collectibles. Our most critical business functions are keeping the website with games and transactions online, and also distributing and supporting our current games, and developing new games to increase their revenue in the future. We're also dependent on supply of boxes from China. And as we can see on the box, our slogan is GG Easy. And some of the features we have is that our games are free, and the boxes are limited edition. And our box stands out by being shaped like a box. And it's bigger than the other boxes, and it also comes with a figure and in-game skins. Well, there could both be sabotage and also hardware failure, which could cause the website to go down. And that would stop almost all income. Yes, that would be an example of sabotage.
Yes, you're going to be disappointed. No.
yes, our company is named RAV. We are primarily dealing in the production and sale of juices, fruit juices, to be exact. And our customer base is then the grocery stores, not directly to the consumer, but the stores themselves. So they have to make the hassle of actually selling the juice to the customer and user. And yeah, investors, whoever we can get to invest, or whoever has the money and are willing to invest. And to try and differentiate ourselves from all the other actors in the market of juices, we are focusing on freshly pressed juice from, not from fruit, yes. Yeah. Yes, we are. Yes, we are producing. So we are small to medium size business at the moment. And yes, we are also domestic, so we are not doing this kind of international enterprise, at least not yet.
But you are in all the stores in Norway?
Not yet, because there are some logistics challenges to actually cover the entire country. And at the moment, we are kind of a local producer. And one of the most critical functions, as with every business that are trying to sell something, is the availability for the customer to place an order so we can process. And of course, we have to be able to actually deliver when they are placing orders. Anything to add? Well, the inavailability to process orders is one thing, but we are also dealing with food products. So hygiene is very critical for the production. And if you kind of only get one chance, if you screw up with the hygiene, you are kind of out of the market.
Yeah, so if you get some
producer, yes, and you have to retract all the products, and of course the media gets wind of it, and it's kind of out of business after that, I would imagine.
And are you very dependent on IT systems?
Everything has to be processed through IT systems, so that's kind of the backbone to keep the wheels turning.
I think you all did really well in this exercise. I hope that you got some inspiration now to continue with your project work and think more about your business and what's critical for your business processes to be up and running, and then use that as input to creating your contingency plans. Just want to mention a couple of things before we end this session. Konstantin reminded me that last year a lot of the students got a bit stuck because they tried to follow the recipe in the textbook a little bit too closely when they made the project. Because you need to, of course, adapt the way you make the plans to your company. So it's not one size fits all. It depends a little bit on how big your company is. There will be difference in a contingency plan for a multi-million company as opposed to a startup. And this you can also keep in mind when you create the story of your own or describe your company, how big you want the plans to be. But anyway, as I said, any questions, if you feel like you're stuck, either show up at the tutoring sessions with Konstantin, or send email to me or him or both of us, and we will try as best as we can to answer them. And also, if you start writing as soon as possible, you will have something to deliver when you come to the 17th of February. The more you have written, the more relevant your feedback will become. So I'm not saying you should write so many pages for 17th February. It's a bit up to you. But what I mean with the complete draft is it's more than just a skeleton. It's not only the headlines. It's a bit more than that. Anyone got some questions about the project before you start working on it? Of course, if someone is lacking a group, you can also send me an email and I will try to pair you with one of the other groups or with other students that also don't have a group, but try as good as you can to organize this yourself. The next lecture is the 13th of February in 2 weeks, and I'll will be going through incident response planning in that lecture. And I recommend that you read chapter 4 and 5 in the textbook, plus one chapter in one of the other books that is an online ebook that you can download for free. The link is in the required reading section of Fronter. So I hope that you will come prepared and we can have more interaction maybe during that lecture. That would be nice. So thank you. And I think we can finish a little bit early today, if you don't mind. So I will hang around here for 5-10 minutes more. If you have some questions, just come and ask. Thank you.